Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Thank you.
she'll be joining us in the next hour. Stay tuned. That joint was called Get It Girl. Ow! 917-889-3926 is the number. The topic, what is too soon when it comes to dating? You're inside Hump Day Wednesday, all the way live from Chesapeake. Give it up, Domare.
All right. Good evening, everybody.
Welcome to the show. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, CeeLo.
Good afternoon and the morning time, everyone. How do you do?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey.
Yes.
The question is, what is too soon when it comes to sex and dating? Different strokes, different folks. What's your views tonight, folks? Special guest, Vane Stopping Pass. Again, got a hot new joint with Red Cafe. Yo, Red Cafe is like one of my favorite artists. He's not necessarily mainstream, but true hip-hop heads know who Red Cafe is. So Vane Stopping Pass, he got two joints. And then in the second hour, Coco Jones tonight. Yo, and Coco, she's talented. We got a few of her joints we're going to spin throughout the entire show. Yeah, it's Hump Day Wednesday in the city. Hey, now be for real. You know, we not going to judge y'all tonight. We know. You know, everybody has fallen short of the glory. How many times have y'all done it on the first date? Stop playing.
On the first date? I don't know. I ain't had a date long. Oh, shit. I don't know.
Let me tell you something. You know, see, you look at it. It sounds bad when you say how many times you've done it on the first date, but we already know as men and women, and we've said it many times before, a woman knows when she sees a man, whatever it is, that she's going to give it to him whenever. You know, she's already made up in her mind. So whether she do it the first date or wait to the second time, she's already done gave it to him mentally anyway. You know, so
We about to get real on this show. Stand by. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Joining the show, Toya.
Hi,
Toya.
You good people?
What's going on?
Oh, God.
What's cracking? Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, we fully loaded tonight. We about to have a lot of fun. All the way live. From Norfolk,
uh-oh.
VA, it is Overdose.
Uh-oh. All
what's
right.
What's cracking?
Hey,
what is too soon when it comes to sex and dating? The question I just posed was, how many times have y'all done it on the first date?
Dee,
she ain't come out and say it, but I felt her. I felt her ready to tell us, though.
It happened.
Wow. You know what? Yeah. You know what? I'll say throughout my lifetime, a few times. Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah, but Didi's right. Like, I already knew in my mind, like, a woman knows within the first few seconds whether she likes a man like that or not.
Okay.
She's already visualized them having sex by the time they even talk.
Damn.
Okay.
I mean,
believe that, OD.
She don't want you. I mean, especially if she's a confident woman and she ain't worried about what you think, she look easy or whatever the case may be. If she waited and she goes past that night, man, she's putting on the show for you. It's not for her because she, like CeeLo just said, in them first couple seconds, she already knows she want to give it to you. She just trying to put on that show for you, boo.
Yeah. If you just joining the show, it's 10:09 on the East Coast, 7:09 on the West Coast. The topic tonight, inside of Hump Day Wednesday, what is too soon when it comes to sex and dating? Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We got Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. OD live out of Norfolk, VA tonight.
Wow.
Dee Dee live out of Chesapeake. We got CeeLo, Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa. Up soon, we got Vane with a new joint featuring Red Cafe coming from NYC. And all the way live from the ATL in the 11 o'clock hour, Coco Jones. We'll be right back. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I don't know what happened there. Here we go.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
We got Toya, CeeLo, Dee Dee, Overdose, What's cracking?
What's up?
How soon is too soon, OD?
Ain't never too soon. Y'all could be doing it before you even go out on the first date, in my opinion. For real. Right to the point. It don't matter. Stuff happens. That's how it be.
You gotta be somewhat respectable, though, ladies. I'm gonna tell you. I mean, the reality is, you know, men will be men, but the reality is, and it goes both ways, really. It's not, you know, any one way. You gotta have some kind of respect about yourself, regardless. Because at the end of the day, with no respect for yourself, it's hard for others to respect you. You know. And if you stare to respect steady, then at the end of the day, it's always in your court. You know, you can't be manipulated, you know, anything like that. So make sure you keep your respect game up, because that kind of leads to the fight, really. Do y'all disagree?
No, not necessarily disagree. And you're absolutely right, because if you don't know how to respect yourself, you know, then you know, you could probably end up doing that all the time. You know what I'm saying? But a lot. The thing is that when someone just has indiscriminate sex habitually, then
wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's something that's a red flag of there's something going on with them internally, and they're not even really having sex. They're punishing either themselves or the people in their mind. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what do you mean, punishing them?
Mm-hmm.
It's not
punishment. Prime example, like how when you think of a stripper, right? Some people, you know, want to go the route of, you know, they don't respect themselves, and you know, put them like pigeonhole them and say, you know, well, they don't respect themselves. They don't know any better, and so forth and so on. Well, you have some women who mentally, you know, if they didn't have that father, you know what I'm saying, when they go out on that stage, every man in there is that father that was not there, if you get what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so it's like they're wanting the attention, not per se from, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't matter who that person is.
Some of them just got bills to pay.
You know, you're right. That's what I'm saying. It's different angles, no different than when women go out to date. Some women date, you know, only men that have money because they want their bills paid. They want to ensure that their bills are paid or what have you. Or, you know, they just want to be in a sexually dominated, you know, relationship. There are women who treat men how men treat women.
No, that's very true.
You know, and the thing is that, yeah, it does come down to respect. And honestly, that's why I said, like, yeah, throughout my life, yeah, I've done that a couple of times, but I knew what I wanted out of it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times a woman will play along, you know, I guess to see how far she can go, depending on where she wants to take, you know, the relationship or take the situation, you know.
Most women are definitely in control. For sure.
Right.
So it's definitely
like,
about how far she want to take it, or how soon she wants it to be.
Right, right. Or then you have women who don't have a lot of self confidence, and they think that that's what they're supposed to do, you know, to get a man.
Right.
Some women are taught that that's what they're supposed to do: use what you got to get what you want. You know.
Absolutely.
You know, but I'll say
right.
this, that at the time frames that I did do things like that, I didn't know what respect was. I didn't know what being a woman was. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, I knew what I wanted. And if I just wanted to have sex, that's exactly what I was going to do. And you knew that, though. There was no game behind it. And, you know, and the times that I did that, the guys, they didn't like that, because they didn't like being used for just their private member. You know what I'm saying? Like, then get offended, ladies, if you know it.
I mean, do you
like
really
it.
Believe that, though? Do you really
what?
Believe that they didn't appreciate it?
Yeah, because they'll let you know that they didn't appreciate it in their actions.
Okay.
You know,
they wanted more than.
Right. You know, well, why wouldn't you just want to see me? Because I don't want to see you for nothing else.
Right. Okay. Hey, what's interesting is that there's women that's honest enough to keep it real and be just as, you know what I'm saying, just straight up as dudes. That's what it is. Hey, check this joint out right here. This is a Vain. It's called All Ghetto. It's featuring Red Cafe. We got Vain coming up in a little bit. NYC in the building. DM Hammer Radio Live.
Excuse me.
Vain. I think it's called All Ghetto.
Yeah. The hell out of me.
Bang, All Ghetto. Here we go. Red Cafe. Bang.
With something like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
And I be in the jam to play my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack. Now ride huffies in the act. That look like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't talk on me. And she with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Timbs is Gucci, Air Force's Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that'll have your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we pay.
What I'm saying, like a phenomena. Headed straight through the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, what else? And life of a rocker. Fine wine and soup made from lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posses. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch badass baddest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a youngin', now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. The yacht go and take you a picture. And send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is, she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
What I'm saying, like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in the rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she arrow that. That boy bang hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weave and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind when my shoes flashing. The cable is all glitz, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Pose and pose in stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat seems so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto. We keeps it all ghetto.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Vain featuring Red Cafe. All guess who? Call
like
us and tell us what you think about that. 917-889-3926.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, I'm a Red Cafe fan, though. So,
yeah.
What up, Vain? We got Vain coming up in a few minutes, all the way from NYC. What is too soon when it comes to sex and dating? Yo, I love this show right here because this is a real talk platform. You got females like, yo, when I see them, I already know. Hey, that's what's good because at the end of the day, that's what it is with us. When we see it, we already know.
Pretty much.
Right, OD?
What's up?
Pay attention, OD.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We got Roland. Hey, Toya, you're a little bit more conservative, though. You know, you're definitely not giving it up on the first night. You can forget about it.
Did you say I'm more conservative?
Yeah. Or at least you present.
Say it too.
Yeah, she presented.
Did you say something? I'm sorry. What was that? Come again?
Greece, whatever. Instead of stones, don't make you conservative, ma'am.
Whatever.
917-889-3926. Hey, we appreciate y'all for riding. Y'all know we're just bugging out this Wednesday. Just trying to get over this hump. Yo, how's everybody's work week thus far? Friday's almost here.
Friday? How about Thursday's almost here? I don't work Friday. You have to work Friday?
Forget you. I do work Friday.
Oh, no. Not on Good Friday, not LaToya.
Happy 420 day, though.
Everyone. I need a job.
Absolutely. Hey, check this out. Only on TM Harbor Radio Live. Yo, I'm telling y'all send it to us. We will play it. Hey, hold on to your seats. Hey, OD, you said it. Say it again. Say happy what?
420 day.
Yeah.
You are listening to an FBV Entertainment production.
Burp Mark.
Get up.
Go to the corner store.
Spoke to him.
Grab me some mint.
That's picking green.
Baby,
that Cali weed. That purple kush.
What they do, my nigga.
That purple haze.
Batman can't
Y'all
know that shit, man. Yo, see, green with a few red hairs. Yeah, I'm hiding the bitch. Apologies for blank stares.
Okay.
This here have you waiting for the stop sign to change. I'm so twisted, can't do my timetables, man. 84, midnight, 993, octane. That's that Reggie, Arizona, and that Hawaiian, man. Keep that line green. Mercedes Brown for dirty smokers. No mean, no harm, but I don't do Coca-Cola. A lot of beer, we call it mint. Palm G, they call it squeeze. Can't forget that Georgia burn. For them southern G's. You get a southern dish with a southern plate of greens. You know how we go, cause we get the lunchies. Carolina calls it shell, D.C. is lunching. I'm hiding the bitchin', but it's all the same thing. Has the international languages like the sound of money. Not a substitute for God, but love smoking gummy.
That pushy green, that Cali weed, that bubble kush, it's so mean. That purple hate, will leave you wave, that upiff. When
you call it mint,
that tricky green,
we call it sweet,
that Cali weed,
Hawaiian bud,
that bubble kush,
no seed,
it's so mean,
it's broken pork,
that purple haze,
that sticky green,
when you hate,
we smoking green,
that uplift,
you know what I mean,
when you kiss, that tricky green, that Cali weed, that bubble kush, it's so mean, that purple haze, when you hate, that uplift, when you kiss,
we call it mint,
that tricky green,
we call it mint,
that Cali weed,
that Cali weed,
that bubble kush,
it's so
sweet.
Mary Jane, she do her thing. She make my head spin like a fucking hurricane. She fucks with my brain, make a nigga insane. Whole shapes and sizes, so I call her by her name. Is that kush, that piss, that shit you never sniff. I'm ballin' like Swiss while I take another hit.
Hey.
Mary Jane, you so fine. Mary Jane, ooh, baby, I'm so addicted. The flow is so efficient. I keep fucking with you, but your boy might get evicted. Giving you up, Mary, that's not likely. Even though I can never say you like Spidey, but fuck him, I could treat you better than. But if I get pulled, eat you up, Edamins. Mary Jane, look, you fuck with my money, so my favorite holiday gotta be 420.
That pinky green, that Cali weed,
I'm young.
That bubble kush, it's so mean. That purple haze, will leave you wave. That uplift, will leave you kiss.
We call it mint.
That sticky green,
we call it sweet.
That Cali weed,
Hawaiian bud.
That bubble kush,
no seed.
It's so mean.
We smoking pit.
That purple haze,
that grippy weed,
will leave you wave.
We smoking chew.
That uplift,
nah, I mean.
Will leave you kiss. That sticky green.
TM High
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
The topic is online banking safe. Now, when I refer to online banking, I'm not referring to shopping online or making payments, you know, with bills online, but actually having a bank account with an online bank. Right now, it's really appealing to customers because they have really high interest rates, and there's also the convenience of banking online. But a lot of people are still a little leery about the fact that they're not sure if it's actually safe to bank online. But the truth is that online banking is just as safe as going to your local neighborhood bank. Just keep in mind that internet-only banks are as safe as the traditional banks as long as they carry the FDIC seal. But it's important to keep your deposits within the FDIC limits, which is up to $100,000 in accounts held in your name alone. So just keep that in mind. If for some reason something happens to the bank, as long as that online bank is covered by the FDIC, then you will get at least up to that $100,000 if it's a single account under one person's name. It's more depending on what type of account you have with that bank. Anything over the $100,000 or whatever the normal limit is, the process can take years for you to get that money back if you get any or all of it back. A lot of times customers usually only get about 72 cents on the dollar if it's over the insured amount. So just keep that in mind. If you have over the insured amount, you may want to disperse your funds into different accounts in different banks just to make sure they're all covered. Another thing you just need to keep in mind that depending on how you hold the title to your account, you can have from $100,000 limit to up to $250,000 for certain types of retirement accounts and things of that sort. So, I mean, just keep in mind, online banking is safe. You need to be very sure that the online bank does carry the FDIC seal to make sure that your money is covered. And for those who don't know, FDIC is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So just keep those things in mind. It is safe to bank online. Just make sure you look for that one important key element, which is the FDIC seal, and you should be covered. But if you have any other questions about it, you can log on to FDIC.gov. And I believe you can also call 877-275-3342. You can check with them about the actual coverage limit as far as the FDIC is concerned. And any other questions you may have about retirement accounts, Roth IRAs, how they're covered, and joint accounts versus single accounts as well. So it's a lot of information out there, but as long as you're covered under that seal, you should be good to go.
Toya bringing us very important finance tips each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday. Check us out right here at TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks, Toya. Live out of Newark. We'll be right back. Hey, coming up, a new joint from Coco Jones, who's going to be joining us in the second hour. Again, health and wellness coming up in the second hour with Domare. We'll be back.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Playing with me, baby, I'm just saying you got me anticipating you. my mind. Boy, kiss my lips, they're calling you to come to me and do your thing. I love when you look down at me like that. Got me anticipating.
Anticipating, and the producers let me know that we have Miss Jones on the line. Miss Coco Jones.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for joining us this evening.
Welcome to the show. That's sexy right there.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That baby making music right there.
Yeah, there.
I know that's right. Well, let the world know who you are.
Well, my name is Coco Jones. I'm a lyricist, a vocalist, a songwriter, based out of Atlanta, Georgia right now, on a 54-week tour, and just doing music, man. Been doing it for a while, and I just do it because I love it.
Word. Yep. Big up. 54-week tour. So the tour kicked off where?
It picked up in Atlanta. We started in Atlanta. Now we're in Connecticut, in New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay. All
right. I heard about the tour. My people sent, some information. Next thing I knew, the tracks was in the box. The next thing I knew, I was on the phone with Coco Jones. The next thing I knew, we was on the show. Here we go.
I know that's right.
Happened so fast.
Hey, just like that.
Just like that.
Well, where is the next stop?
The next stop tomorrow night will be in Brooklyn, New York, and then the night after that will be in Boston, Massachusetts, and then the night after that we'll be back in New York and in Manhattan. And it's going to be a busy weekend. And then on Sunday we'll be in Hartford, Connecticut. So we're just making our way around this area right now.
I'm getting
it. Tri-state area. So you got to call in while you're out on a touring and, you know, check in with us and let us know how everything is going. Let us know how what the reactions are that you're getting. Are you getting a good reaction?
I am. I'm getting good reactions. It's definitely I'm not like on a Beyonce world tour or anything like that. But
not yet.
But we're getting started, and every city we've been in so far, we're getting a lot of love. I mean, it's really good just to get out. I've been doing music for a little bit now, and you get to the point where you're like, you know, I'm not waiting on anybody else. I'm just going to get out on my own and meet the people and break into some new markets and things like that. And so it's been a good look. It's definitely been a good look.
Work.
Yeah,
hey, the first joint we played, it was Get It Girl.
Oh, you played Get It Girls first. Okay.
Yeah, that's how we actually came on. We dropped that joint at the top of the show.
Right.
What's the concept there? I think I get it. Just the whole concept of Get It Girl. I like the track, but explain to the people the whole concept of Get It Girl.
Definitely the track. I did the track because I have a shoe fetish. I love heels. I love shoes. I can wear a pair of jeans and a wife beater, but I gotta have on some fly ass heels. So that's where the song started. I wanted to do a pop track. Most of my stuff before that was geared towards R&B and soul, and I wanted to kind of venture out and do something a little different because I like to go out and I like to put my shoes on. So that's what that one is about.
All right.
Yeah, I love shoes too.
See? I feel like a lot of women are on that right now too. I mean, not that we always haven't been, but I think I think the shoe game thing has really been, it's like a light's been shining on it as of late. So,
well, you know, they're making the shoes to where you can actually wear them now, you know. And
right. They got the insoles feeling good. Exactly.
Right. You don't have to have your flip flops in your purse.
Tell us
a little bit
about Passport.
Okay. Yeah, Passport. It's a crew that I just got involved with in 2010, the end of 2010. We linked up middle of the year. It's Colin Gibson. He's out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And then Jaws of Life, he's an Atlanta native, the Dungeon family representative. But we linked up at this little spot called Apache Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. And we were just with a conglomerate of great artists that are out there right now that have been based out of Atlanta. We came together, we were on some mixtape tracks, and people kept saying, man, y'all, you know, the chemistry is crazy. So we decided just to try some music out. Like a month later, we had an album, and we had a group, and we had three videos, I don't know, maybe 2 months later after that. And we're like, man, we'll just keep it moving with it. And the music is a fusion of hip-hop, soul, alternative. It's like NERD and Black Eyed Peas and Fugees, like kind of all thrown together in a pot. It's real dope.
Hey, we got Life on the Run, Coco Jones, Passport. We'll be back with more. TM High Mill Radio Live.
TM High Mill Live Talk Radio Show. TM High Mill Live Talk Radio Show. TM High Mill Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
All right, then, folks. Let's get up out of here, man.
We have for you reporting any unattended baggage.
Hey,
what is that doing?
shot the glass. You know he can't see when they fall off.
Joining us, we have Miss Jones on the line with us.
Hey, hey.
Yes, ma'am. And what was your, what's the word I'm looking for?
what was your influence
on that song? Yeah, like where were you coming from on that song, on Life on the Run?
Life on the Run is the first song on the Passport album, Customs. The whole album is like the concept is totally based around the name Passport. Getting out of where we were, going to the next level type thing. And so Life on the Run, it's like you hear us in the beginning, like we're running through the airport trying to catch our flight out. And, the track was done by Colin Gibson, one of the dudes in the group. And the track just pretty much inspired the whole concept as far as just like we're on the run, because the whole beat just feels like we're just moving, you know, people trying to catch us, but we're moving, we're keeping it moving. So,
right.
So give us a visual. Of Passport, is it strictly performers, lyricists? Is it live band, musicians involved? We playing. I heard some strings. I mean, are we playing live?
Was that live? What you heard was totally everything was done. That was produced by Colin. There was no live instrumentation on the track.
Okay.
But when we rock, our favorite way to rock is with a live band. So. We definitely like to incorporate that when we can, as much as possible.
Got you. You got a live band on the road now?
No. Nah, I wish.
Okay. Okay. Hey, listen. We're going to do some things. I mean, we're going to do some things. When this thing was presented, it was presented in a nice way because we were already positioning ourselves for a tour. And,
and
the tour pretty much is going to feature artists that's been on this show. And we're like 150-plus shows. So, you know, we featured a lot of artists, celebrities, and new artists. So, you know, we're about to just tag team with you, and it's going to make our burden light, and we're going to proceed. Hey, Coco Jones hanging out with us right here at TM Hammer Radio Live. Yo, you got a joint called Naked that's it's pretty sexy.
Thank you. Thank you. That's my new favorite.
So I'm gonna ask you this, Coco. What is too soon when it comes to sex and dating?
Man, I say it goes on a case by case basis. I don't think you can
case
really.
By case.
Right. I don't really think you can put just one time stamp on it and say, you know, you have to wait a month, or you have to wait 2 months, or you have to wait. I don't know. You know, or a date or two dates. I mean, if both people are vibing, they're on the same level, you know, and they know what they want, I think that it's appropriate.
That's
that.
Got some real women on this show here tonight. Coming up, Health and Wellness, Domare.
What's up?
Hanging out with us. We got Coco Jones. We got Overdose, CeeLo, Toya. I'm that dude, TM Hammer. You're in tune. TM Hammer Radio Live.
TM Hammer Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hammer Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hammer Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. I'm rolling. Yeah. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cuffs, this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shy. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Working to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
It's 11:02 here on the East Coast, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, Hack Media Studios, 802 out there in Los Angeles, California, area code 202, that's Washington, D.C., my dude Coop checking in from the nation's capital, what's cracking?
Hey, man, I had to come on here tonight just so I could tell the Tim Hyman Radio Show crew happy 420.
Hey, did you hear the joint? Did you hear that joint? Did you hear that joint, the actual 420 song?
Oh, no, I didn't hear the 420 song.
Somebody sent it in. Hey, go back and check out the podcast.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check the podcast out because I didn't hear the first half hour.
Yeah,
I love it.
420.
I love it. I love it. I think we should play that and I think about you when I'm high all at the same time, like back to back.
Yeah, but play I think about you when I'm high first. I like that one.
Hey, well, that's coming up. That's definitely coming up in the second hour. Hey, stand by. Hey, we got our special guest, Miss Coco Jones. Miss, I got to say, and we got folks listening all over the world, out there in Tokyo, and God bless the people in Tokyo who are just now starting to just get that radioactive water out of the way. It's 12:03 in the afternoon out in Tokyo already. It's 4:03 in the a.m. in London. And folks are listening. You're talented, Ms. Coco Jones.
Thank you.
Tell us where you see yourself in 5 years.
Man, where I'd like to see myself in 5 years, hopefully man, my music on a worldwide level. I really, honestly, I really want to be in a position where I can help other artists who actually are putting out good music that don't get heard to get heard. Like, that's where I want to be in 5 years. Past myself, like, that would be great, like, for my music to get to a place where I'm in a position to help somebody else.
You're not just an artist. Please expound on your portfolio, if you will, as far as your talents and your giftings are concerned.
On the music end, you mean, or?
Yes. You're also a writer?
Right. I do write songs as well. I play a little bit of guitar, just picked it up. I do graphics. I try to put my hands in a little bit of everything. Anything that leads to me getting to where I'm trying to go, I feel like I'm pretty much trying to learn how to do it myself. So on the business side, as far as making sure my music is copyrighted and registered correctly and, you know, as far as sound scan and BDS and all that, I try to learn all that stuff as well. So
why is it important to know the business side for artists who are stuck in boxes, who think All they should do is just write rhymes all day, every day, write rhymes. Why is the business part important?
It's important because, I mean, outside of the obvious of getting paid or getting any type of recognition for your work, it protects you from anybody being able to take advantage of you as an artist, as a creator, you know, like, the way I think a lot of artists fail to see that they are the business, that they are their own business. And so, you know, after you write your rhymes and you write your songs, you sing them and you spit them and somebody else takes it and puts it on the radio or they take it and they use it, you know, nobody will ever know that that came from you if you don't have your business stuff together.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, Miss yeah. Coco Jones. Coming out of the ATL tonight. You are in Atlanta tonight, right?
Am I in Atlanta? No, I'm in Hampton, Connecticut.
Okay, you're in Connecticut tonight.
Yeah.
You reside in Atlanta.
That's right.
Okay, so she is, again, on a 54-city tour right now. Miss Coco Jones, 54 weeks. Wow, she said, get it right. 54-week tour. Yeah, we got a lot of work. We got a lot of work cracking, OD.
What's
Toya, CeeLo, Didi. Yo,
yes.
It's time to hit the road. Hey,
yes,
coming up.
It.
Hey,
hello.
Coco, I'm not playing.
I'm serious. Yeah. I'm not playing either. Like, don't tell me that because I'll be ready to go. I'm already
Coco,
out here.
Coco, I can get OD out there with you right now. Hey, look, folks, if you want to talk to Coco Jones, as well as Mr. Vane, who finally checking in all the way out of NYC tonight. Yeah, we played All Ghetto in the last hour featuring Red Cafe. You know what? As a matter of fact, coming up next, Vane, live out of New York City, Coco Jones, live out of Connecticut tonight, and the whole crew tonight, TMI Radio Live. Yo, let me get into this joint again. I liked it. Vane featuring Red Cafe. This joint is called All Ghetto. We'll be right back with Vane. Coco is still hanging out. TMI Radio Live.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, over here we got pop, girl, move your body, cause the party don't stop. And I'll be in the jam, the glamour on cop. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack. Now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't talk on me. And she with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Timbs is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
What I'm saying, like a phenomenon. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, what else? And life of a rocker. Fine wine and soup made from lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posses. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch, badass status. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a young and now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. The yacht can go and take you a picture. And send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is, she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
What I'm saying, like a phenomenon. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in the rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she arrow that. That boy Vane hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weave and still she fat that. In fact,
I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the Fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind when my shoes flashing. The cable is all glitch, green keys in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomenon. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get dough.
Pose is stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat, she's so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto. We keeps it all ghetto.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. That's my man, Vane. Yo, he's the new face of Louis Royer Cognac, coming to us live out of NYC tonight. What's good, my dude? Vane, everybody.
Yeah. What's good, Playboy? We keeping it all ghetto. You already know it sounds crazy. Blast it off crazy. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, dude. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. I'm here now. What you got going on? What's going on?
Hey, you got a whole crew hanging out. We got pretty much the country and the world tuned in right now. You got CeeLo Live from Charlotte, my man ODVA, Chesapeake with O'Mare, Delaware. You got Toya. In Connecticut, we got Coco Jones tonight, and we got folks listening all over the world. Hey, man, how did you get to become the face of this cognac brand right here? That's real.
Oh, man, it actually came after the Jim Jones video, you know what I mean? They heard about the Jim Jones video going down. They came through to the Jim Jones. They really wanted to get the liquor in the video. And after they saw me, that came through, did my thing. We had the video so crazy. We hopping out of helicopters. I mean, we got a club with 100 girls in it. They said, yo, man, you a star, dude. Like, we got to have you the face of our product. They went and did a photo shoot on me. Posters flying all around New York City and New Jersey, man. Thinking that cognac liquor, man. They funding the movement, help funding the movement.
Hey, that's what's good. You're not new to music. Your parents was big in music back in the 80s. Hey, tell us what that was like growing up.
Yeah, man. You know, you're 5 years old, man. They got the whole band rocking in the living room, man. Bass guitar, drum set, the whole nine. My mother's a singer. She actually had a record that did pretty good overseas. You know what I mean? So I can't even sleep in the room. I'm listening, rocking out to the music the whole night and see the product that it made.
That's what's good. Hey, Vane, hey, the new all-ghetto mixtape featuring appearances from Jim Jones, Lil Mo, Slim, and more. Yo, what was that like working with Lil Mo? Yo, I love Mo.
Well, Lil Mo is the truth. Let me tell you, Lil Mo going there, sing a record, one take, not playing. Boris, I knocked this out. One take, like, she's incredible, man. Lil Mo's the big homie, man. Shout out to Lil Mo. She's down in D.C. now.
You
yeah,
opened
she's
up
a dope
for
artist.
Some big names, too. You know, DMX,
huh?
Fabulous, Foxy Brown, Corrupt, The Clips.
Yeah, open up.
You're not new
up
to the game.
Shows. Nah, man, I'm putting in this work, bro. I'm putting in this work. That's the only way to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
that's
mean?
What's good.
I don't believe in losing, like. My ego's just that dangerous, so I got to win. So I'm not going to stop to the tape pop or the casket drop. You know what I mean? But I'm 6 feet in the box, I'm going to still be on top. Feel me?
Hey, hit us up with our website. How we can follow you?
You can follow me on the Twitter at It's Vane, ITSVAIN. Definitely follow me there. You know what I mean? I'll be talking about the radio show I'm on right now in a few minutes. And you can check me out on the Facebook at It Is Vane. And if you're still on the MySpace, that's a dead issue. But if you're on there, you want to see some things, check me out at MySpace.com/It's Vane. It's Vane.
That's what's good. Hey, yo, let's get into this joint right here. It's called Natural. My man Vane. We'll be back right
that's
after
one
this.
One of my favorite
Radio Live. Hey, you say it's your favorite?
One of my favorite records.
Natural, Vane.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the Minaj. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. Baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around here. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim. She my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine.
Baby,
it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
For the death penalty for one of 16 high-value detainees held in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The accused mastermind behind the 2000 bombing of the U.S. naval destroyer USS Cole, 46-year-old Abd al-Rahim al-Nasiri, has been in custody since his capture in 2002, and he maintains his innocence. Now, back in 1961 was the last military execution of an army private who was convicted of rape and attempted murder of an Australian girl. In other news, this is more entertainment and national news. Lisa Left Eye Lopez's foundation charity art show and auction will take place tomorrow, April 21st, at the Pulse in the Rockefeller Plaza in New York. Now, the proceeds from the auction goes towards a scholarship fund that provides assistance to underprivileged youth in Honduras and Haiti. in other entertainment news, the Beastie Boys' new album, Hot Sauce Committee Part 2, will be in stores May 3rd. And they also just launched a new video, a 30-minute full-length video to go along with this anticipated album. In other entertainment news, BET is slated to debut a new series called The Message. It's a four-part series that revisits 30 years of hip-hop and its influence on popular culture. And it also announced new shows to include Read Between the Lines, and that will be starring Tracy Ellis Ross and Malcolm Jamal Warner. They're also slated for three new web series with an unknown cast. The first one is Lenox Avenue. The second web series is The Come Up. And then the third, a sci-fi thriller called Odessa and Asylum. And they also, for you game fanatics, there will be a new season of the game coming and Let's Stay Together. Now, last in entertainment news, the new owners of Death Row, they are banned from selling Chronic online. What am I talking about? Well, a judge ruled yesterday that the new owners of Death Row, they don't have the rights to sell Dr. Dre's 1992 hit album that sold 8 million copies, The Chronic. The judge also stated that Dr. Dre had never received proper royalties, and The Chronic can still be sold online, but Dr. Dre is to receive 100% of the proceeds. And so
sure.
Death Row can only sell in format, CD, cassette, vinyl, and 8-track, if they even make that, you know. So that was a good day for hip-hop on that one, because, you know, Death Row will try to rape them, I guess. Now, this is some news coming from New York. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. But this year, they're adding a new flavor, not to taste, but they're adding women to the contest. This year's 96th annual 4th of July contest on Coney Island, the ladies will be vying for a $5,000 purse, and while the gentlemen will be vying for a $20,000 purse. So good luck, ladies. And they're saying Sonya Black Widow Thomas, is ranked number 4 by the Major League Eating. I didn't know that even existed. But, yeah, she's ranked number 4, and she's going to be a leading contender in the contest this year. She downed 36 hot dogs last year in the co-ed contest. I thought it was, like, really weird and interesting all at the same time. But that's all I have for you guys for entertainment and national news. Stay tuned for more of the up close and personal with hip-hop and R&B artist Coco Jones and hip-hop artist Zane. Thank you. Whatever you do, do it well.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
This right here, what happened when you fuck up? Sherry, Kia, this for you.
I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. See, when I met you, I was on some other shit. Fucking your sister and your friends on some other shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me would I change or remain the same. I looked you in your eyes and lied cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back every day and I just regret it. And that blueberry cuss won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it, I made my decision, and you made yours, it ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it. But I can't, so now I just sit back and think. Damn, I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you
tell me about your day. You even talked me out of killing boy from round the way. And on my birthday, you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight cush, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Shit, now you some other motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad when you finish, we ain't had them kids. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Say fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in, you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. Inhale that purple oil that drove and then cough it off. Pick up the phone, but I won't call, cause shit, I know I'm wrong. Besides that, I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head and when I'm gone, shit, I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine.
HAC, TM Hyman, Radio Live, our own Overdose, I Get High, repping 420 today. OD, that's that song right there, you get high. Is that what you really do, OD? Is that what you really do?
What's up?
That's for real?
Hey, man.
I love that song. I love that song. Hey. And I wanted to make sure I understood where you were coming from on tonight's topic, since we're talking about, you know, getting it in on the first date, basically. I want you to repeat again for all of the listeners who didn't hear, and then we're going to go to Vane and ask Ken the same question. You know, how you feel about that, getting it in on the first date?
I'm all for it. I shoot for it. I feel like you should, in my eyes, opinion is, you should hit it before you even go out with it, before you even take on a date and know what you're spending your money on. I like to hit first, just to make sure my investment is good. You know, she worth it. She worth it, because I don't know how it's going to be. You know what I'm
saying?
You don't
lose respect for her? You don't lose respect?
Yeah,
you don't lose
real.
Any respect? I said you don't lose any respect for her?
Hell no. Because if I don't get it, we ain't going to be together no more. I ain't talking to you no more. I ain't taking you. That's real talk. I ain't taking you out no more. I ain't kicking it with you, none of that. You got to go.
I love your honesty.
Find a dude that's going to wait. That's what you can do.
All right. Well, we got Vane on the line, and I wanted to ask him the same question. You know, how does he feel about getting it in on the first date?
Vane, what's the topic tonight? That's the topic tonight, everybody.
I mean, you know what I mean? I'm a real energy type of person, so if the chemistry's right, the chemistry's right. I'm a grown man. Like, if that chemistry's there, that chemistry's there. But if you just freaking off running up on me talking about throwing that thing at me, I'm going to look at you sideways. Like, I got to be liking you and feeling you to really be trying to jump in the sack with you. You know what I mean? I ain't just trying to slide up in anything. That ain't my style.
Jeez, man.
That's good. So because we were saying, the ladies were saying earlier on the show, CeeLo and I, and Toy, you know, we were saying, like, basically overall, because women, we know, and Terrence said too, just like men know as well, you know, we're going to get it in. When we see you, we know if we got that chemistry or not. You already know within the first couple of seconds. So it's just, you know, it's all, the next part of it is just a game to see, you know, if I'm going to make you wait for it, if I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you. And me personally, Terrence, you said something about respect earlier, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to say a woman still exercises respect even if she gives it up on the first date because she knows what she wants to do.
Right.
She has a plan. She's respect herself and notice, like, you know what, this is what I want. I'm going to get it in, and I'm going to be done with it and be done. But not to the point like CeeLo said, where she has no discretion. That's when you are being disrespectful to yourself, when you just doing that with any and everybody. But if that's how you know what I'm saying, if that's not something you do on a normal basis, but that's how you freak it, I feel like you respect yourself because you know what you want. That's what you do when you handle your business.
No doubt. No doubt. I say everybody got their own view. This platform is broad. We got thousands of people listening. You know, everybody has a view. If you have a view, hit us up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Out of Washington, D.C. Cool.
Let me hit that.
Hey, when I heard the overdoses on the show tonight, and I heard the topic, I was going to come in here and just say, off the bat, I agree with whatever Overdose say, because I know he was going to say something wild.
OMG.
You figure this. You think I'm about to be spending out all my money. Now, only way I went, if she paying for the date, she paying, she put gas in my car to come meet her wherever she going to be, or she picking me. Everything, yeah, wait, because I'm keeping you covered. But if I pay for gas, I pay for the food. Oh, dude.
It depends what type of chick you're dealing with. Like, some girls is held in a different standard, like, you know what I'm saying? You're dealing with a little smut bag, like, she take anything. She eating McDonald's and jumping on. But you get some real women that's on the cover of these magazines, they ain't doing all that, yo. Like, you're going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to chase that tail. A little
I'm
bit, you know what I'm saying? You can't play yourself. You can't ever play yourself chasing no girl, but you gotta be some type of money you putting up.
Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it's Hump Day Wednesday in the city. It's April 20th, 2011. Hey, I appreciate our special guest tonight, Coco Jones, representing Atlanta and Passport tonight. Yeah, we got more Coco coming up in a minute. My man Vane, live out of NYC. Yo, I need y'all to go, you know, look for this all ghetto mixtape. Yo, it's featuring, you know, some heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying? You got Jim Jones on this joint, Red Cafe, Lil Mo, Slim, you know, and more. Hey, again, the website, man. Tell us how we can go download this joint right now.
Oh, yeah. You could go check it out on natpiff.com. You know what I mean? You could download that mixtape, man. It's crazy in the mix with PF Cut and a super DJ in the mix, man. So it's like you party rocking the whole tape. And go download that, man. It's real crazy. And it'll be in the streets on the 25th.
26.
Hey, coming up.
26.
Health and Wellness, live out of Chesapeake, Domare. On the 26th, the whole mixtape, all ghetto, available at Piff. .com. Hey, check it out. My man Vane. Hey, we'll be right back with Coco Brown. TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Stop the presses. It's Coco Jones. We don't play those games. Coco Jones. What the hell? It was like, no.
Yo, TM,
I'm like, stop the presses. Yes, sir. Coco Jones. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Tell me one, one. Jerk it like chicken, shorty. Tell me one, one. Dance like.
Straight to the top in the elevator.
nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posters. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch badass, baddest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a young and now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. So y'all can go and take you a picture and send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. Yeah. The bottom line is she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
I'm saying like a phenomena, headed straight through the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in a rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she have that. That boy Vane hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weed and still she fat that.
Hip hop artist and new face of Louis Royer, Cognac, that's my man Vane. They'll be on the lookout for All Ghetto. Up next, we got more with Coco Jones. Coco Jones. Yo, she's one of my favorite new artists right now. Hey, she got a couple of joints that's already in my iPhone. Now, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with Health and Wellness. We got to be quick. She want to go play with her baby, who should already be in the bed right now. Deja, why you not in the bed right now?
Brain break.
Domare.
It is spring break down here in Chesapeake, VA. So she gets her one night to stay up, and mommy's going to entertain her while she does that night. Health and Wellness.
Good mommy. Good mommy.
Thank you. It's brought to you by Massages for Life, coming to you very, very, very soon. Tonight I wanted to touch on stress. Now, I know I've talked about stress before, but I've only mentioned adult stress. And tonight I want to talk about how our stress as adults can actually affect or impact our children, and we not even know it, not even realizing it. Not only our stress, but our kids experience their own stressors, negative stressors and positive stressors. I mean, kids from as soon as they start school all the way up till they teenagers, college, whatever the case may be. And I just want to make sure as parents we have some, we know the tools or the signs, things to look for, so that we can be on top of our game to help our kids. Because for real, children do not need to experience stress. They don't have any bills, they get fed, somebody takes care of them, what stress should they have, really? But some negative things that might affect them or stress them might be a change in their body, a change in their self-confidence, any friendship issues, the death of a loved one, home situations, you know, divorced parents or single parent home, overbooked schedules. You know, sometimes kids have too many after-school activities going on, soccer, football, baseball, ballet, so a lot going on, karate, moving to a new school or house, especially if you're in the military and you bounce around a lot or you get a lot of different assignments, it's hard for the kids to make new friends, and schoolwork can definitely have a negative impact on them. Some positive stressors may be them trying out for a new sports team or play in school, becoming excited or anticipating that, preparing to give a speech, or maybe they're on the debate team, or starting a new hobby or activity, again, like after-school football or some type of after-school sport of some sort. So it can impact our kids in a negative and positive way, but as parents, we need to make sure that we pay attention so that we can see, you know, is our children becoming stressed or overloaded, and if so, is it affecting them negatively or positively, and what can we do to make a change in their life, you know, in order to help them out in a positive way. And basically some of the same things that we do as adults to help alleviate stress is what we want to encourage our children to do if they feel like they are becoming stressed out. Things such as breathing exercises or meditations. Tell your kids, if they're not kids, they're teenagers, tell your teens, you know, take a moment. Take a deep breath in. I know it sounds crazy, but sometimes you just stop. You inhale and you exhale for a moment, even counting to 10, that can just release all of that negative energy that you're holding in that's going on and give you a second to reflect on what, you know, what you're facing or what the issue is at that time. Writing in a journal. If your child is old enough to write, 5, 6, you know, and going forward, you tell them to write it down. You know, if they can't write it down or they're not good at writing, give them a recorder and let them talk it out to the recorder by themselves while they're in their room as if it was their journal. They can talk to a friend or a family member. Excuse me, I know my daughter loves her god sister. She loves talking to her god sister about everything. You know, if it's a situation like that, let them talk to someone in the family. If we feel you need to go for outside help, then explore that. But, you know, try letting them talk it out, maybe not to you, but someone else in the family. Exercise definitely, definitely helps. Always you want to keep them active. The more active they are, the heart rate is pumping, energy, the more vitamins that they're getting naturally. So it just keeps them from being stressed because they have that physical activity going on. They're feeling good. You want to cut, if they are feeling overloaded, you might want to cut down on some of their activities. I know my daughter, she's into karate, ballet. She goes to a reading and math session. And she's like, Mommy, do you think I can stop ballet for the summer? I'm like, well, yeah, baby, you can stop ballet. If you feel like you're doing too much right now, you can stop ballet. So, you know, if they feel like they have too many activities going on, listen to them, you know, cut back on them. I know we feel like keeping an idle mind is a devil's workshop. So we feel like if we keep them busy, keep them active, they have no time to, you know, slip through the cracks. But sometimes it just might be a little bit too much. And definitely, definitely. Yes, definitely overload. Make sure they get enough rest. And that's for any and everybody, whether you are a baby or 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. Please make sure you get enough rest because that is so important for a daily functioning of any and everything and for everybody to make sure that you have the appropriate amount of rest. If your child is not getting sleep, maybe because you have another baby at home or they're on the go as much as you are, that might be a problem, and you may need to change your schedule and look into that because your children are the most important, and you need to help them make sure they are on the road to having the best life possible, to being a very productive citizen. So these are some things that you can do, again, some things that you can do if you're stressed and some things you can help your kids with if they're stressed. So I just wanted to enlighten you all a little bit.
Health and wellness, Domare, Chesapeake. Up next, get it, girl, Coco Jones. We'll be right back.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
My kitty girl on. 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 My k
nothing below 3 inches.
Take it all. it all for me. Get naked.
I'm Radio Live. Wow. Hey, what's the motivation to that sexy joint?
I think that's self-explanatory. I mean, you gotta. You, sometimes women, we have to take control. We have to say what we want. I think that's a good look. Sometimes I think brothers just want to hear you want them to take their clothes off.
I know that's right. Hey, and tell you, if you got that guitar plucking it yourself, singing like that. Looking up with the candle burning, yo, everything's off. Hey, cool.
That's what's up.
So, what you thinking about that?
Hey, man, I'm really feeling that song. And it was one that you played earlier tonight. It was a part. I can't even think of the name of it, but it was like a real slow jam. Yeah, it was slow. I was really feeling it.
Anticipating.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I was.
We burnt up like 5 of them tonight and played one of them twice. Coco Jones is in the building. Hey, you can come back anytime. Hey, thanks for riding.
Appreciate
we in
that.
Overdrive right now. It's 12:01. TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, I love this show. Thank you for loving this show. Check us back inside the Cypher Friday night, 10 p.m.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.